Scripture reading today is from John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. You can find them in your pew Bible on page 1673. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, you're going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to the place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them."
Lisa, would you please join me? Lisa has been with this church for 24 plus years. She is highly trusted. And
I knew you were going to do this.
Well, sitting in the back row didn't help at all, did it? You opted, we were going to throw a shindig for you afterwards, and you refused that. But this is something that you can't refuse, and that is for me to interview you. What has it been? You're going to be moving, but you're going to continue helping us with the financial matters. Tell us what's happening with you and your husband.
Well, we're kind of semi-retiring, can't do it quite yet, so we'll be working part-time, and we're moving to Nevada, to Reno, Nevada, where we have family and friends, and the church was good enough to let me continue working very part-time. I'm part-time now, but it's going to be part-time, just trying to smooth over the transition. Because of the long time I've been here, it's kind of hard to get someone else in here right away. So that's the plan.
And there's a lot that you do in terms of the finances. You don't just count and record the offerings of the people, but you keep us in alignment and compliant with a whole lot of things. And this congregation, and especially me, I'm very grateful for that. And so, folks, while she is going to continue helping, it is going to be from some distance away, and we don't know how many more times we're going to see you, is the deal.
I'll be back. It's telecommuting.
It's telecommuting. Don't you love America where you can do that sort of stuff?
And we're going to try our best.
And we are very grateful. Folks, can you take the palm of your hands, point them up towards Lisa? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thank you for the spiritual gifts that you have given to her, for her commitment, for her diligence, for her care, for her thoroughness. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us such a great trust in her, and that she has been faithful to that calling. Now, Lord, continue to bless her and her husband in their new chapter. And we pray that you'll continue to give them signs that they are following you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you very much.
Wait. You do need some help from a distance, I understand. What kind of help would you like?
In the church office, they always need help, volunteers in the church office. Is that what you're
Yes.
saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Specifically, we need people to help out with some of the things that I was doing on site here that I no longer will be able to do. One of the things is counting the offering mm-hmm. During the week. And so we're always looking for new faces and volunteers to help with that. And David Stearns or me would be the contact if you're interested in helping at all with the things that I can no longer do here.
Very good. Thank you. Can we stand and give her a thanks? We have been moving along in the Lenten series season leading up to Easter, and it is a time of repentance, reflection, and renewal. And as I was studying the passage today, for today, there are just a couple things that stand out to me. One is a question, and the question is, was Judas one of the people whom Jesus washed his feet? He was present during the meal, and it does, the passage can lend itself either way to suggesting whether he was there or not. Let me go ahead and argue for him being present during the ceremony that Jesus performed. Jesus was trying to illustrate that here he is, Lord, that is to say, God, in human flesh, working and serving among us. He was sent by the Father to teach us the truth, show us the way, and to live the life, and he certainly did. He had a team of people, and one of them, for whatever reason, would betray him. And there are questions in my mind as to why he would be allowed on the team, but he was. In any case, here he comes to this final meal. It says early on in the passage that the devil had entered his heart, and he had planned to do his deed of betrayal. It's not clear whether he had left right after the meal and before this ceremony, the foot washing, or if he stayed through the foot washing. But let's assume that he was there. He, along with the other disciples, were finishing up the meal. He had done communion, given new meaning to the words that were in the passage of the bread and the cup, and we'll be celebrating that here in just a few moments. But he, along with the likes of Peter, were sitting there, and Jesus began to take off his robe, his outer garments. There must have been some glitch in the social expectations of the time, because usually when people would enter into a mealtime, prior to that, a servant would have washed the feet of the disciples, of the attendants. Well, that didn't happen for whatever reason, and I think it was providential in this case, because Jesus now takes on that form, that role of the servant. Now, here he was, and he points it out. He says, "You call me Lord and teacher, and you are catching a glimpse as to what it really means. And you're going to see it in the fullness. And if I am Lord and teacher, then listen carefully, watch closely, because I'm going to show you what it means, what my role is. And then he takes off the garment, and he takes a bowl and a towel, and he washes the feet of the disciples. Peter objects because he knows the significance. All of them know the significance that the Lord and the teacher is not going to be the one that serves in such a fashion. This is it's the Greek word doulos. It's often translated servant. But its technical term is slave. And Jesus takes on that role. And he's modeling for us even now the commitment that Jesus has for you and me. That's his role among us, is to be more than a servant. He's to be a slave, to bringing you and me into reconciliation with the Father and redeeming your life and mine. There is nothing he won't do, and he demonstrates it on this night in this way. So, as I was preparing for this message, I was thinking that I have washed the feet of your elders in the past. I don't think I've demonstrated that in front of you. And I was going through my mind thinking of some people that symbolically would be worthwhile to have up here and to wash their feet. There's a good chance I was thinking of you. I settled on my wife. Because, fellas, this is something that you and I need to learn, and that is that we are to be the person who is a servant to our wife. If we have a wife, that is our expectation, is to serve them and not just to treat them as people who are there to enhance our lives. So I'd like to ask Judy if you'd please join me. Can you step up here to the?
Sure. What way up?
You're going to sit down there. There you go. Judy, I am your husband, and I have been so for coming up to 50 years. It's wonderful. I have been transformed by the grace that God has given to you. And it has rubbed off on me. So, Judy, I want to continue to grow in my role as your husband. Lord, bless both of us. Make these precious days. And Lord, heal Judy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You might want to put your shoes on first. There you go. Go ahead and sit down. Let me put your shoes
on. Oh, no.
Have a seat, Judy.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my goodness.
This is going to be a memorable message. We say thank you, Judy.